From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeannie Yandel. Change is rarely easy, but Grisha Stewart sees her clients change every day. Grisha runs Ahimsa Dog Training in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood, and she helps humans and canines change so they can have better lives together. Grisha's no stranger to change herself. In fact, she made some of the biggest changes of her life to become a dog trainer. I met her at her training facility to find out more. Ahimsa Dog Training is in the basement of a long, low, metal building in the industrial area of Ballard. It looks a little like a bomb shelter from the outside, but inside, under the fluorescent lights, there's baskets of squeaky toys and tables covered in Ziploc bags of dog treats. Plastic chairs line the walls to make open space for playing and fetching. It's a great setup for training dogs. But this room is actually where Grisha trains people.
What we do is we train people to look for things in their dogs to reward. People have a tendency, especially in this country, to look for things to punish. And if you look at the scientific research, punishment doesn't work. So what we're looking for is, what can we build in the dog that's the right thing? So if we hate jumping, what do we actually want? We want four paws on the floor. And so that paradigm shift is something that the humans need to make before the dogs can do any changes.
Grisha's own dog is named Peanut. He's skinny, and he only comes up to Grisha's knees. He's got thick black fur and short, floppy ears. And at 7 years old, he's got the eager energy of a puppy. Grisha uses a training tool called a clicker to get Peanut to jump into her arms and bark on command. Peanut gets a treat every time he does what Grisha wants. And eventually, most dogs do what Grisha wants. But Grisha didn't always want to be a dog trainer. She had dogs as a kid, but she didn't get her own dog until she was in her 20s. At that time, she was getting her PhD in mathematics at the UW, and she was in a long-term relationship with her boyfriend, Steve. But she wanted more.
I had sort of this, you know, biological clock ticking thing going on, and I don't know if it was on for this reason that Steve suggested that we get a dog, I don't even know who suggested it, but it definitely just shut down the biological clock at that point. I don't know if we had any idea that that would happen, that it would sort of fill this niche of a child in our life, but basically we adopted Spoon, who's a Basset Hound Border Collie mix with she has blue eyes like a tall beagle, and completely fell in love. She was just amazing. It was just like we were a family.
Grisha dropped out of her PhD program that summer to teach math full-time, first at Seattle U and then at Highline Community College. And in her free time, Grisha says she read about 50 dog training books. She also started volunteering at training classes at the Humane Society. That's where she met Peanut.
He's a special needs sort of dog. He's very nervous, and he would sort of cower down, tail tucked. You see the center of gravity going lower, head turning away. And sometimes he would actually completely panic, and he would be this little fish on the end of the leash pulling away from something scary. I used to take him when I was teaching at Seattle U. I would take him on the bus with me every day. And one time we were on the bus, and he just completely panicked, and we had to get off the bus. He was just like, "Oh, I'm going to die on here," and just, you know, basically drug me off the bus.
People, especially kids, spooked Peanut. So did loud noises, frisbees, and other animals. Basically, Peanut was afraid of everything he'd encounter during a routine walk around the neighborhood. So Grisha spent years training Peanut not to bark at kids or freak out when he saw other people. She learned a lot from the Humane Society and from training books and seminars. And she used what she learned to help Peanut. Every time Peanut saw a stranger or heard an odd noise, he'd get a treat or a toy. And eventually, Peanut stopped acting afraid when a new person or a loud noise surprised him. Today, Peanut works as a therapy dog in assisted living facilities. Grisha felt confident enough to start a weekend business training other people's dogs.
It was basically, I was living for the weekends. So I was teaching math in the daytime, and then at night I was teaching dog training classes, and then the weekends. And so when I found myself, you know, dreading going to work at Highline and then really excited to go to work as a dog trainer, I mean, that was the conflict of, you know, that this is so much fun, and yet I don't know if I can do it for a living. Can I afford my life? And every day I would drive home on 99 and try to avoid the little diamonds, the traffic diamonds in the road. And I told myself that if I could manage to avoid them all, so I think there are like 8 or 9, if I could manage to not hit any of them with my car, then I could quit my job and go full-time into dog training. And apparently my driving is not that good, because it was like a month. And then finally I said, if I'm trying this for a month, I need to just quit. So I quit. And by then I had actually had the business that was part-time. And so it was able to, I was able to support myself. And I took a year off, leave of absence from Highline. And then I never went back.
But you had been continuing in this career in mathematics, even though you had felt for a while that it wasn't where your passion was anymore. So why did you continue for so long?
You know, I got into math actually because it was the hardest subject. I'm that kind of person. I like a challenge. And so, you know, I'm in my undergrad and I'm looking at all my classes, and math was the hardest and kind of like a puzzle. And so I got into it for that reason. The message I got all the way through was, it's great to be a role model. You can do this, therefore you should. And then I went to Bryn Mawr for my master's, a women's college. And so, you know, there's a big, you know, empowering thing going on there. And so I felt like because I could do it, that I should, so that I could be a role model. And then I realized that a role model should be having fun doing what they're doing. And it's not really women's liberation if you're doing it because you have to. So I wasn't doing math because I was passionate about it anymore. It was because I could and that I should. And so I started getting rid of a lot of shoulds at that time.
It turned out one of those shoulds was her relationship. By now, Grisha and Steve were engaged. 2 weeks after the engagement, Grisha went to her first professional dog trainers conference. And the conference organizers hosted a dance.
So just kind of like the Friday night entertainment thing for the conference. And it's, you know, it's mostly women at this conference. And so everybody just sort of dances with each other. And then I'm there and I actually dressed up completely, which is not normal for the conference, but I felt like dressing up. So I have this green evening gown, and it's gorgeous and sparkly. And then there's this woman there, and I couldn't take my eyes off her. And so it just, yeah, she was great. And actually, it turns out we have very different training styles, so we never would have worked anyway. But but it was the first time that I actually had a crush on a particular woman. So versus saying like, oh, Angelina Jolie is cute, or, you know, whatever. It was actually a person with whom I could have ruined my other relationship. And so I thought, this is not really what somebody should be doing when they're engaged. This is something I need to make sure that I explore. So I always had a little bit of leanings in that direction, but I never thought that it was, you know, I always felt like I was straight, but I was liberal, or, you know, I was just open-minded. And then it turns out that I actually am probably a lesbian. And so I have this crush on this woman, I, you know, get her contact information, and she's straight and married. But anyway, I explained to her what's going on, and she sort of talks me through this crazy mess.
When Grisha got home, she told Steve what happened, and they decided to try a couples counselor.
I found myself the entire time saying what a good relationship we had, but also not wanting, like, wanting her to say, you guys need to split up. And so me thinking the entire time that I was hoping that the therapist would say we should break up was basically me thinking we needed to break up. So it was one of those things where you just sort of do the safe thing, or at least I did for a long time. So not so, I guess should is part of it, but also just that it wasn't really the direction that I was taking for myself. So it was easy. It was just a, you know, it's sort of normal and whatever to be straight, so you don't have to make any hard decisions. And, you know, it wasn't ever like I'm closeted. I never thought I'm a lesbian, but I'm going to pretend to be, you know, heterosexual. But it was just, you know, sort of I was the pleaser in the family. I just sort of, you know, did things because that's what people wanted from me. So I was a mathematician because you should do that if you can. And, you know, I stayed with Steve because he was, you know, nice to me and safe and whatever. And then in my own family, I stopped being the pleaser. So, you know, if people said, you know, do this for me, Grisha, then I would say, you know, why? Why should I do this? Or, you know, saying things that I found to be false, I used to just sort of smile and nod, and then I started disagreeing. And So it was definitely a time of messing up the family, because, you know, they had this plan for me that, oh, she's getting married now and everything's sort of settled, and oh God, she's a lesbian, and oh God, she's not, you know, smiling and nodding anymore. So it was a big change for them, but I think we've got everything nailed down again.
Grisha's now married to a woman. Her wife was one of her first clients. And the changes Grisha made in her life help her work with her dog training clients now.
A lot of what I do right now is helping people with their dogs, but for me, it's important to make sure that people are really getting out of so that my trainers are getting out of the business what they need, that my students are getting it what they need. And so I try kind of rather than taking people at 100% face value when they say, I want this to happen, trying to dig a little bit deeper and saying, why do you need this to happen? And can we make this work? So is this really filling the need that you have? So if people have, they want to teach the dog to stop digging, for example, if you dig a little deeper, you realize that the dog's out there because they're not house trained. And so kind of figuring out the truth of situations, at least with the dogs, that they're able to be more integrated into the families. They're happier. I'm happier. I'm making a difference. And I think that's the piece that I think has always been important to me, is that I can make a difference. And I'm finding that I can do that as a dog trainer a lot more than I could as a mathematician. You know, I'm helping people with their dogs, but I'm also helping people to see things in a better way, I think. So if you translate this sort of on a broader scale, so if people are looking for positive things in their dogs, they start to do that with their husbands, they start to do that at work, maybe we could start to do this with other countries. You know, there are these principles that we do with dog training, they apply in the bigger picture. And especially if you're doing things where you're noticing the right things in the world, I think that can make a huge difference. And I live in this world, and I'd like it to be a better place.
Hi, sweet pea.
Grisha Stewart is the owner of Ahimsa Dog Training in Seattle's Ballard neighborhood. She told me about the changes she made to become a full-time dog trainer. And you can learn more at kuow.org. Search for dog or training. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Jeannie Yandel.